Kids can learn a lot working on the farm. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Proposed child labor regulations could prevent a lot of kids from learning valuable lessons on the farm. Jonna Miller has more.
The Department of Labor has proposed new child labor regulations that many farmers and ranchers fear would make kids doing traditional, routine farm chores illegal. Missouri hog farmer Chris Chin testified about those concerns before the House Small Business Subcommittee on Agriculture, Energy, and Trade.
I spent lots of weekends in the summertime helping my grandparents on their family farm. I started driving a tractor when I was 12 years old. I milked the cows, I collected the eggs, I fed the livestock, I even cut weeds out of the bean field. That was part of growing up on the farm, and I can honestly tell you that I would not trade it for anything in the world. But nearly every one of the tasks that I did as a teenager would be prohibited by the new proposed hazardous occupation order.
The proposal does have an exemption for parents, but Chin says that does not relieve farmers and ranchers' apprehensions, and neither does a recent revision by the Labor Department.
There's an overwhelming feeling in the agriculture community that the whole proposal is fundamentally flawed.
Chin spoke for many when she said the regulations would cheat many children out of valuable and cherished experiences and lessons.
My husband Kevin and I are fifth-generation farmers, and we're the proud parents of two terrific kids. Both of our children work on our family farm on a daily basis, just like Kevin and I did when we were growing up. It's a way of life in rural America, but it's more than that. It's a way for us to instill important values in our children, having the right work ethic, earning your keep, recognizing that if you set your mind to something, you can accomplish almost anything, that effort and reward are related, and above all, to be careful when the job that you're doing entails risk.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Obviously, many families depend on their children's help quite a bit on the farm, and the Labor Department has announced that it will repropose the portion of its regulation on child labor in agriculture. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.